USA Radio News.
What's old is new again when it comes to Congress. They're currently trying to agree on a way to keep from shutting down over finances yet again.
Businesses across the United States are pleading with Congress to prevent a nationwide rail strike. The business groups wrote a letter to Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, and others to impose a contract or extend a negotiation cooling-off period in order to keep the railroads running. The Biden administration warns a nationwide strike could cripple our economy. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Reminder from our leaders that it's okay to spend money we don't have, as long as it's in keeping with the holiday spirit. Last year in the U.S. alone, around $2.7 billion was donated on the Tuesday following Thanksgiving. Now in its 10th year, Giving Tuesday is meant to encourage people to give to their favorite charities, whether it's through money or volunteer work. If it's any indicator of how the economy's going, Robert Kiyosaki, the guy who wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, sent out a tweet this past week that said, "The world economy is not a market. God have mercy on us all." Kiyosaki's comments came as many economists are predicting a recession in 2023 for the U.S. after a series of interest rate increases implemented by the Federal Reserve to attempt to combat a surge in inflation. Existing home sales have fallen for 9 straight months. The supply of single-family homes is growing, and with mortgage rates near 7%, experts say a large-scale housing slowdown is becoming increasingly likely. This is USA Radio News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members, they've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing, if you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right, no fee to join, 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
In the same town where a condo building exploded 2 weeks ago, another major event has impacted residents of a suburban area outside our nation's capital. Fortunately, this time around, the biggest tragedy was that many had to go much of the day Monday without power.
The Federal Aviation Administration said a single-engine plane, which had departed White Plains, New York, crashed into a power line tower near Montgomery County Air Park in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday evening. Two men in their 60s were trapped atop the tower roughly 100 feet above the ground for about 7 hours. Hypothermia was an issue. The two were rescued in the early hours of Monday morning. Witness William Smouse on ABC 7 Chicago.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay. So it's pretty scary.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Over the weekend, the U.S. Soccer Federation posted a picture of the Iranian flag without the Islamic Republic emblem on social media, and said it was in support for the women in Iran. The post comes amid months of anti-government protests. Now, an Iranian soccer official's calling on FIFA to issue a penalty against U.S. soccer, reportedly saying the U.S. disrespected Iran's flag. For USA Radio News, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Technology lets you access a personal trainer from home, like on this exercise mirror.
Less talking, more squatting.
But to keep your hybrid workforce in shape, you need more than technology.
And kick. And jump.
You need PCs powered by Intel vPro, custom configured by CDW. Hardware-based security and remote management make it easy to protect and monitor PCs from anywhere.
Wait, don't turn me off.
Intel vPro makes secure remote management possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/intelclient.